Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois hosts Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, thank you. We are excited about playing Rutgers this week. You know, last few weeks we haven't played as well as we need to. And, well, of course, once you get into conference play, you want to show up a lot better than we have been. Even though the score didn't say it last week, I thought we got better in some areas. But we need to take that same approach, of course, to practice this week. It's the first day for us to actually practice. So we'll kind of see. We have a few bumps and bruises, but hopefully nothing major. And we really, last year against Rutgers, of course, we had a hard-fought game up at their place. And for us, it's just good to get back here at home. And again, hopefully we can play better. I'll take your questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the call now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ron McCauley, Alana Report.
Hi, Lovie. Would you talk about the history of your relationship with Jerry Kill?
Yes. First off, Jerry Kill is an outstanding football coach, probably even better man, you know, from my time in Chicago. And he was at, you know, at the time in Northern Illinois. I just kind of watched the type of programs that he had, his teams each year. And just some guys that I knew that he coached and, you know, teaching them life lessons and a lot of things like that. My youngest son, Miles, was on his team for a period of time. And, of course, so I got a chance to see him up close and personal then. And so, you know, the addition of Jerry to Chris's staff, of course, is going to pay big dividends for them. We just hope it doesn't pay big dividends this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Gennaro Armas, Associated Press.
Hey, good afternoon. From a coaching perspective, I'm wondering what are some of the unique challenges that might come with bringing along so many freshmen in such a competitive conference like the Big Ten?
Well, there's a, you know, quite a few. You know, just experience, you know, early on in the year, just experience of everything that goes along with doing something for the first time. You know, your first pregame, first training camp. And then, of course, once you get to the game, just the game day excitement and for guys to settle down and just know that it's just about doing their job. For us, we are playing a lot of freshmen, but and we knew that, you know, with where we were with our program, that that would be the case. But it was just about getting the best players on the football field. We started coaching the guys hard right away and knew that, you know, with all young guys, there would be some freshman mistakes that they would make, and we just wanted to limit them as much as possible and just make sure that, you know, we kept leading them in the right direction to get better each week. Sometimes it takes a while to see some of that progress, but we saw some last week. And, you know, after 5 games, you should, you know, stop thinking about how many young players you have and just kind of getting your team better, and that's what we're doing.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.